Hey, how you doing? Is Chris in?
It's me.
Hey, Chris, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good,
Good, good. I actually just I received your web registration, and I just wanted to touch base with you. You got a few minutes right now?
yeah, I'm driving here. Let me get to where I can pull over, but
Okay,
you
no
can go
worries.
ahead.
Okay, real quick, what's the name of your business?
It's Integrity Auto Center, LLC.
Okay, Integrity Auto Center LLC. Okay, great. And how would you say your company is? Actually, it's an LLC. Okay, so why don't you tell me a little bit of what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
Okay. We've basically been in business for about a year. We're used car sales. We basically specialize in vehicles under 10 grand or close to that amount. We don't finance, but we have subprime lenders. That's mainly where a lot of our business is from, is people that are credit challenged, et cetera. But we do cash, financing also for sales. But basically what we're doing is we were renting a building. We're buying a building. We're basically closing on the building on Monday, and we're looking to kind of just get some funds to basically, new signage, do a little bit of repair work to the stuff that needs to be done to the building, advertising, kind of that kind of thing. So we're just kind of, we just don't have enough in the bank right now, so to say, with buying the building and everything else, that we're just getting away from the rent because the rent was just killing us as far as paying double what we were paying now. So
Well, that sound it definitely sounds like you're growing, so that's awesome. That's good news.
yeah, I mean, it the town we're located in, it's a small town, but it draws from quite a bit of an area around us. And and my wife has been doing it for 5+ years. She basically took we kind of pretty much somewhat took over a business that the guy was kind of retiring and getting out of it, but we basically put it in our name and went into business for ourselves.
Okay, so you said you did
Pretty
this
much had
about
to start it up from
a. Go ahead.
we pretty much had to start it up from scratch again, because we had to start out with new inventory and everything else. So I mean, it almost was like starting up a new business, but we, were in the same location that they were at and everything. So it kind of was a transition, but it still involved a lot of work to get started. So.
Well, very cool. I mean, you said you guys are probably in business now about a year.
Yeah, we started in June of last year. We really didn't start going till around July of last year because of taking the time to get the licensing and inventory and all that stuff. It took us about a month or so to get really officially in business, but we started in June, yes.
Good, good. It's good to hear. So do you have a specific amount that you guys are looking to acquire?
Not any more than 20. We're basically in between 10 and 20 is basically what we're kind of looking at. Definitely not anything, major amounts. We're
Sure.
just trying to get enough to do what we need to do and not go overboard.
Okay, definitely. Let me ask you this. What'd you guys do in sales last year? I know you were only in business for about 6 months last year, but what did you end up
On our
recording?
yeah, I was looking on our tax return from last year and our business, and our total gross sales was around 96, 97,000.
Okay.
And that was basically, you would probably safe to assume that that was July, August, September, October, November, and December. So it was basically 5 months.
Yeah, good for you guys. That's awesome. Okay, so this year you're projected probably to do at least double that.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're probably on average 30 to 40,000 a month in sales, I would say, give or take. Some some months are always a little bit busier than others because of different, you know, especially like February and March is always tax time. So, you know, our deposits and sales were probably around 50 to 60 those couple months. And then, you know, then there's a couple months where there's only 20 to 30. But, yeah, we're probably on a track to probably double that or more, yeah, for sure.
Is it just you guys that are that are doing the sales, or do you have employees?
Actually, my wife and we have another guy that is a lot, kind of the lot porter. He kind of does the detailing and small repair work and that kind of stuff for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just them two that are running the business. I kind of help out. I still have a full-time job. We haven't got to that point where I can leave yet full-time.
Mm-hmm. Sure. No, I understand. Okay.
So basically, it's just a two-person operation right now in the moment.
Hey, cool. Hey, for the, you know, that amount of sales you guys are doing and you're growing, that's a good thing, you know. So
we're going to the point where hopefully we can get to where I can leave and help out, because it's definitely it's a lot for two people to do. And you know, like I said, I kind of work there half time, you know, in between my other job that I have. And so
how would you guys, are you guys, is it you and your wife, are you guys 50-50 on paper?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your wife's name?
Melanie.
Melanie. How do you spell that? M-E-L...
A-N-I-E.
A-N-I-E. Okay. And same last name as yours?
Yes.
Okay. Chris. All right. Chris, how would you guys rate your guys' credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, I mean, it's in the 600s, I would say. Mine definitely took a lot of hit here in the last year from all the business, you know, opening and, you know, credit inquiries and everything else from different various things. I mean, it used to be in the low 700s, but it's not because of it shouldn't be because of bad credit. It's basically just a lot of the inquiries and, you know, outstanding credit and stuff like that that we've got extended out here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, I mean, we just got a loan for, you know, $120,000 building, so, I mean, our credit isn't bad.
True. Is your wife's around the same as yours, would you say?
Yeah, ours actually probably is a little bit higher than mine now because of everything.
Sure, okay.
But, yeah, it's around the 600. I mean, it shouldn't be any lower than that.
Okay. Do you guys currently have any working capital loans out right now? Any business loans? Okay.
Well, I mean, we do have a business loan for our truck and trailer that we have.
Okay. But not like on the business, like cash, like this, what you're asking for.
No.
Okay.
We did have one that we just paid off last week that we've been paying on for about 6 months.
Who was that through?
Empire Finance, or I'm trying to think. I can't remember what the name was. No.
How much was that for?
13, I think it was.
13K. And what did you? What was the payback on that?
They did a 182 daily withdrawal from the bank, which, I mean, it was hard to get adjusted to because, I mean, I'll be honest, you know, we don't do a daily sales on our business. So, you know, when, you know, there's things that come out of our bank account, especially like, you know, purchases of vehicles or, you know, when we finance a vehicle, they take out, you know, the floor plan company will take out their payoff, and, you know, sometimes the finance company doesn't send in the funds right away, and there was one occasion where the payoff on the vehicle came before we actually got funded on the sale.
Oh, wow.
So it hit our account pretty hard there for a couple of days, and so, but, I mean, that, the daily withdrawal was kind of definitely, you know, we had to keep an eye on it because, like I said, we're not like a regular business where we do daily sales and make daily deposits in our account.
No, I tell you. So you guys don't take credit cards there, do you?
She does have a credit card to where she could take like down payments and stuff on, but we don't, you know, maybe one or two in the whole time we've been there, I think, is all.
Got it. Okay. That. So let me ask you this. What's more important to you? Are you guys looking at how much to get and as the payback, or is it the daily a big factor to you? I mean, what's really important to you for your business?
I would say, you know, if it's a daily amount, then I don't know if we want to really want to go down that direction again. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe a weekly or monthly payback would be, you know, okay with us, but doing the daily thing is just, you know, with what happened the last time, we're not going to probably want to go down that road again.
Sure. I totally understand. Okay.
It's just too much of a strain on our business because of the way it works.
Yeah. Well, the good news is that we do have multiple programs. So we do have the daily, we do have weekly, and we do have monthly. For you guys never doing a business with us before, I'm going to shoot for trying to get weekly, because we tend to do monthly for our returning customers after they've shown that
sure.
They can take out the loans and pay it back and it's not an issue.
Right.
So with you guys, though, I will shoot for the weekly program. The amount that you're looking for shouldn't be an issue. I should get you around what you're looking for between the 10 to 20, and then we can go back from there. And I'll give you a few options, Chris. So I'm not just going to say this is all we can offer you. I'll kind of say, you know,
sure.
we can do this term, at this amount, and you let me know what works best for you, and then you talk it over with you and Melanie, and then you're able to
right.
determine, you know, what's going to be best for your business, and if you guys can take advantage of it and use it, and it'll help grow your business. Now, when you say you're going to get the new signs and advertisement, how much do you think this is going to increase your sales? Like, what do you think your return on investment would be after getting this money?
Well, the building that we're in now currently is more located in a downtown area of the town that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, you know, the shops that are around us, and, you know, it's a big tourism type of area. I don't know if you're familiar with Hannibal, Missouri, but Mark Twain, his boyhood home, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a big deal for Hannibal, and they've got, you know, historic museums and all that stuff down there, downtown area, and all these unique shops and that down there, but they're only open till usually 5 o'clock at night. So usually traffic, unless people have to go downtown or are driving by that area, traffic pretty much dies after 5 o'clock at night. I mean, it's pretty much a ghost town at
wow.
that time of night. So the location that we're moving to is actually just up the road, but it is a more trafficked area, especially in the evening hours, because there is probably about 5 gas stations located along that area, and it's just right off the highway, the main interstate that goes through Hannibal there.
Nice.
And so traffic-wise, I mean, we're going to have a lot more exposure. The building is, you know, right centrally located in between all these gas stations and everything, so the you know, drive-by traffic is going to be a lot more. So I anticipate, you know, our sales are probably going to increase. I can't say for sure what's going to happen, but
right.
we're definitely going to have a lot more exposure where we're going to be at, and, you know, more, you know, seen at other times of the night as opposed to just during the day.
Okay. Now, that's awesome. I mean, location is huge. Right, so,
yeah.
You know, that's obviously every business owner's number one priority is location, location, location. That makes or breaks.
And the building that we're buying, it's an old tire shop. The guy had been in business for 30-plus years, and he basically is just retiring. He's got a lift. He's got a wheel alignment machine that he's basically including in the sale. There's a bunch of different tools that are coming with the building itself. So we're probably, even if we have time enough to where things go like they hopefully will, we may end up hiring a mechanic, or we may just have somebody come in, and we may end up growing our business that way to have, you know, increase you know, revenue as far as doing small repairs or alignments or, you know, that kind of thing too.
Absolutely. That's sweet. That's you guys are looking to, you know, add on another way of bringing in income for the business. So that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, there's that option there for us. If we wanted to, you know, if we have to where we can do that, that's definitely something we can bring in. So do you guys
purchase your cars from an auction? Is that what you're doing?
Most of our cars come from auctions, sometimes trade-ins, other individuals that are selling vehicles. I mean, we look everywhere that we can for vehicles, but mostly auctions is where they come from, yeah.
Okay, good. Good, good. And what would you say you guys have on hand as far as, like, inventory-wise?
On average, we average in between probably around 20 vehicles at a time. Right now, we don't have as many because we're kind of transitioning into this new building, and mm-hmm. we've sold a few here in the last couple of weeks, and we just haven't been able to buy as many at the auction. So,
sure.
But yeah, on average about 20.
Okay.
25. Our goal is to get more like 20, 25 to 30, but we haven't quite reached that yet. So,
well, the only reason why I asked Chris is that I helped a few other used cars shops, and I kind of established a relationship with them to where they were taking out money to purchase new vehicles and to bring on inventory. So if this loan works out pretty well, and if you guys are starting to pick up and you need more cash flow to purchase inventory, we can definitely establish something to where we can get you more money to go purchase maybe 20, 25 cars at a time.
Okay.
You know, so just, you know, keep that in the back of your head there in case, you know, your business starts to grow and you guys just need more inventory and your business can support that. We're definitely, if we build this relationship, it's something that could grow into something greater, you know.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, how soon are you looking to try to get this money for the business?
We close on the business on Monday on the building, and so, you know, we're trying to look for hopefully by Monday or Tuesday at the latest to try to get something going, because we're going to need to start transitioning to the new building, getting the new signs made and put up, and, you know, start advertising a little bit and that type of thing. So we're looking probably in the next few days.
Okay, perfect. What I can do is I'll shoot you an email with the short one-page application and then a short list of other documents that I would need to get you the approval that you're looking for. What is a good email for me to send that to?
I'll give you my personal email. It's clatt74 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Let me repeat that back to you just to make sure. CLATT74 at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'll send that over to you. We're coming to Friday here, the end of the week. I would like to get your information in before the end of the week, so that way I can get you an approval by Friday. How soon do you think you can get that info back to me?
I'm on the road right now with work, but I'll be back in office probably within an hour, and I should have it to you by early this afternoon, if not before.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. If we can get everything in today, what I want to shoot for is submitting your information and your package today, and then that way tomorrow I can get an approval. So either tomorrow evening or first thing Monday morning, I can call you with some options, and then you can talk it over with your wife, figure out what's best, and then maybe by Tuesday, Wednesday, you let me know what you guys want to do, and then we can get you funded as soon as shortly right after that when you guys make a decision.
Okay. Yep, I'll get everything over to you today, and we'll go from there.
Okay, great. Chris, do you have a pen and paper maybe to take down my number? Or I know you said you were driving.
Yeah, there's a pen in here.
Okay.
All right.
It's area code 858-909-886. Oh, sorry.
858.
909.
Okay.
8867. Hey, a quick question for you, Chris. Do you guys have a plan B? What's going to happen if you don't get this this loan here?
I mean, I've got a couple places that they're still waiting to hear back from, but she got this thing in the mail last night. It was just kind of timing, and so we thought, well, we'd maybe give this a shot and see what we could work out from here. So,
okay.
And I've got a couple other applications out that they haven't gave me back an answer yet.
Who are you shopping around with?
There's a Four Financial, I think, that's been hitting her up. I think that's what the name of the company was.
Four Financial, okay. And is that the, you said four, as in the number four?
It's F-O-R-A, I think.
Fora, okay. Yeah, I know who they are.
Yes.
Okay. Fora Financial, is that the only other company you guys have shopped around with, is Fora? And?
Yeah, I believe that's all there is right now.
Okay. All right, Chris. Well, I can tell you right now we can beat Fora. Okay. I actually have a lot of customers that I have transferred over from Fora, and I know what their rates are usually, typically. So if they get you something with an offer, whatever that you receive from them, send it over to me, and I'll make sure I beat it for you. Okay.
What was your name again?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. I thought so, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what's your phone number.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right, Chris.
So, yeah, I'll definitely get this out to you.
Okay. Well, I'll send it over in about 5 minutes. I really appreciate your time. Appreciate you guys giving us a ring and giving us a chance to try to earn your business, and I feel like we can definitely do something for you.
All right. That sounds great. Like I said, it was just timing that we ended up getting this letter in the mail yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it worked out. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, great, Chris. Alrighty, we'll be in touch.
All right, thanks, Jeremiah.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.